Good morning. I'm Shelley Wrench, along with Dr. Nash Gabriel, with another episode of Good Medicine is Cheaper Medicine.
Good morning to everybody.
Good morning. Today, healthcare organizations are required through a lot of different facets to provide lower cost healthcare at a higher quality. And there are some organizations that feel like consolidation into other healthcare systems is the answer to that. What do you say?
You know, Ronald Reagan is my idol. And Ronald Reagan is the one who promoted the idea of mergers of companies to create mega entities that will make them more efficient. To an extent, one of the biggest enemies and dangers and risks of with capitalism is monopoly. Give you an example. We have now 9-10 major airlines, right?
Right.
Can you imagine if one day United, which actually merged with Continental United, and Delta would try to merge? Immediately, the Department of Justice, the FCC, the FTC, you name it, they would say, you cannot do that, because that will be way too big. Will create a monopoly, which means they will control the price. Because imagine that if that happens, you want to fly from Canton to Akron. Now Delta and United compete. So you get decent prices. If Delta and United are one,
they would go out the window.
You fly Spirit? I don't think so. They won't have enough flights. So immediately the price will go up and you'll have no choice. So despite my libertarian tendencies, I still think that these checks and balances are important.
I don't know if you knew recently, it was just a couple of days ago, our good friend, Dr. Barb McCannany, now she's the head of the AMA.
She's the president of the AMA.
Yeah. She is trying to put a block to the CVS merger with Aetna. I mean, that's going to create a big monopoly that's going to hurt
people. It would
be
nice if she can, but my impression is, maybe I need to call her. My impression is the FTC should automatically block that if they really comprehend the danger of monopoly. Again, Shelley, the problem with all this is there are people who actually believe that this mega conglomeration is good for the society. You know, let's ignore the national issue. Cleveland. How many hospitals are there in Cleveland? Basically, whatever they are, they're split between two. They're either Cleveland Clinic or University Hospital.
Yes.
How many independent oncologists are there in Cleveland?
Zero.
They are either employed by the Cleveland, and basically employed by the Cleveland Clinic, what the Cleveland Clinic did on University Hospital. They went to Medina, there's 2-3 doctors there. Hey, docs, they were friends of mine. You either become our employee or we will come and compete with you. And people are scared because Cleveland Clinic will come and build a nice building and bring their on docs, and the guys caved in and became employee of Cleveland Clinic. They came to Akron General, same thing. In addition to the fact, they will tell them, rightly, that your actual fees, what you get paid for the same service, will be higher. Right?
Right.
I mean, if we sell to the Cleveland Clinic today, we will be... Although once you're
associated with the hospital,
although you remain an administrator, I am still Nash Gabriel. The staff is the same, and the patients are the same, and the service is the same, but we will get paid twice as much probably.
Right. Even more so.
Even more so. Because now it's tacked to the name of the clinic. Just imagine how stupid the system is.
Yeah, it's not only that, but they can charge a facility fee. So you've got the higher cost associated with the name, and then you have those facility fees that you can charge as a hospital-affiliated.
Right. So why are we talking about this today? Because this is an impending thing. The Cleveland Clinic wants to buy one of the hospitals in the area. They seem, I don't know what the deal is, but they have a different approach. They are buying physicians' practices. So
is it kind of like that conquer and divide type of thing in a war situation?
Either that, or if they buy a good portion of the physicians in town, then they go to the hospital and they say, hey, listen, these are all our docs. From now on, they'll admit their patients to Akron General, the way you say. So not only they will force Mercy to sell, but they'll force Mercy to sell at a lower price. Because when your customer base drops, your revenues will drop. When your revenues drop, your value drops. That's what they're doing, I think. And we're saying, I'm saying this on this program because the businessmen and women in Stark County need to be very watchful. And I'm specifically talking to the people who are members of boards who have no function but attend meetings without decisions. One day, those board members will realize what is being sneaking underneath them because they are not acting. The boards are basically depending on the administration to do their jobs. Administrations change. I'm not being critical of the administration. I am just telling everybody, wake up, guys. Generally, my history is good in predicting things. In 95, I predict what will happen in 2001. In 2005, I predicted what will happen now.
And what were those?
What were those? Mm-hmm. The mergers, the killing of the small practices, the preferential treatment of hospitals by insurance. And although it doesn't make sense for insurance and Medicare to pay more, but they do. Just think about that. That's something we cannot change because it has to do with the Congress and the CMS and all that. What we can change is things that are controlled by us, the community, meaning the businessmen and women in the community. Give you an example. If the Cleveland Clinic will control part of the market here, Shears Foods, they will spend twice as much money on their healthcare. Despite having on-site clinic that we run for them.
Yeah, because not all the patients go to the clinic. And we can't treat all...
Most patients go to the clinic, but services, testing,
specialty,
surgeries,
yeah.
Hospitalization, we don't have control over that. If the Cleveland Clinic will come and buy Spectrum Orthopedic or Omni, the fees for the same services will double. Who's paying for that?
The employers.
And those employers are actually on the board of directors of the local hospitals, and they have been quiet and silent.
Do you think they really know what's going on?
No. Clueless. Clueless. I hope I'm not insulting them. It's time for them to be active and to be proactive in being involved because something is looming. And believe me, when they discover what I'm saying, when it happens... will be too late. Done.
Yeah, it's not usually when you have a mega merger go on that they dismantle in the future.
Right. The FTC is...
Although this would be an acquisition.
Yeah. Shelley, the FTC is more interested in acquisitions that are $50 billion on one side and $70 billion on the other side. Here, Cleveland Clinic has come down to a little physician in town and they pay him extra money. They say, how much you make a year? 200? Okay, we'll pay you 300. Knowing that for the same work, they will generate 500. Because they're upcharged. That's the way it is. And Medicare pays them more. And Medicaid pays them more. And the local employers will have to comply with that fee schedule. FTC has no interest in watching these tiny, tiny little things. And they go next door they come to us. They go here and then all of a sudden they control a portion of the market. It's time that somebody will do something because what I see the healthcare system in Cleveland that's controlled by the two major, the monopoly major, Cleveland University Hospital, what I see in Akron where there's two systems, SUMA and Cleveland Clinic again, is that what we want here? Canton, I'm worried. I think it's to the detriment of the whole area. Already we're having difficulty attracting businesses to come because of our weather. And now you're making healthcare more expensive. Good luck with getting businesses come here. Tennessee is kind of nice.
Yeah.
Cheaper too. North Carolina. This is what I'm worried about.
So who do you think needs to get on board with making a stand? Where does it start? Do we need to educate physicians?
Physicians, no. Physicians are historically, most physicians are good at taking care of their patients. They're book smart. And when it comes to strategy and vision for the future and economics, they're really not that savvy. In the old days, the physicians were like the smaller practices. They were like a little boat in the ocean or a canoe where it was calm water, right? Even the hospitals today.
And now it's white water.
It's quiet water now, but I see the forecast. It's going to be hurricane hitting when Cleveland Clinic or anybody else will come and start controlling the market. And that's what I'm warning them about. The board of directors and the business people in the area, basically the board of directors of the hospitals, are select people of the business community. And the hospital usually insert one or two physicians who are their buddies. It's not based on acumen or based on economic sanity or it's not. They choose physicians who are in bed with them, who say yes to them. Don't expect those people to actually be proactive in saying, warning, warning signs, we need to do something. The waters are calm. The administrations of the hospitals present their data to the board. Look at the numbers. We're still in the black. By the time they start going to the red, it's too late. Because that's the time when they will surrender and give it to anybody. The board of directors, they need to realize that they have to be more watchful of the hospital administration, how they spend their money, what are the projects.
Are you saying that they need to be more transparent?
Who, the administration?
Yeah.
To the board, yes.
Yeah.
Because remember one thing, these are, especially Altman, is a community hospital. We own it. The CEO has zero ownership of the hospital. The vice president, the CFOs, in fact, even Mercy, although it's owned by the Sisters of Charity of St. Augustine, it is still a community hospital because guess what? It is my hospital. They just happen to have the checkbook. I don't.
Yeah, exactly.
It's our hospital. I have been here for 28 years and I have seen 4 or 5 CEOs. They all come and go. I'm like the harbor, ships come and ships go, but I'm still there.
And there's a lot of physicians that are there since you've been.
Most of us.
Yeah.
We're still here. And they bring a CEO from elsewhere, and next day, my hospital, no, sir, it's not. When I meet with them, that's what I tell them. It's your hospital.
That's what I'm saying. I mean, somebody needs to become a cohesive group to battle this upcoming war. And I don't know that. I think that the physicians should know ahead of time so they don't all start falling to the Cleveland Clinic as they are.
I'd be more than happy because I'm going to hold the line as much as I can. I'd be more than happy to help any physician who wants to stop the tide. I think the business community now has the responsibility to do something through the board and individually also. I mean, one thing, the impact of what's to come is more dramatic on those employers who do not have on-site clinic. Because with our on-site clinic, we are a good cushion to prevent the rise in healthcare. In fact, we cut costs.
I was going to say, we're kind of the wall when it comes to...
We control the price of drugs. We control the price of testing. We provide, I mean, it's a good system we have, and a lot of our employers in town are members of, we have clinics on their site.
Right.
OGI, Shears, Sarta, you name it. And I think the rest, one of the things they can do is be part of this, because it saves money, It provides access to drugs, meaning to medicines, access to care, access to testing, all at a very low price and yet better quality.
Yeah, we're actually doing the utilization review and making sure that that unnecessary testing is not getting performed. So there is a huge value. Now, I'm trying to think of any silver lining whatsoever on a hostile takeover. Is there anything? What would be any positive benefit that would come out of a bigger shark coming into Stark County?
For the physicians, there would be. The first year, the physicians who will be taken over by the big institutions, they will give them a big pay raise. 1 year contract to be renegotiated every year and with non-compete clause. So, if they come to me, give me a clinic, I say, we'll buy you out. And what's your income? I say, $10 a year. They say, we'll pay you $20 a year. But next year, they come to me and said, you're really not worth $20. So, we don't need you.
And then you're stuck.
I cannot practice in town. Because, believe it or not, they have tens of lawyers. I have only one, my son, right? I will have to spend maybe $500,000 to fight people like Cleveland Clinic if I want to stay in town, a town that I love. I don't want to leave Canton. It's like, this is home.
Right.
So people have to be careful.
It'd be like a bubble for the first year and only for physicians. And then that bubble pops and the community now has a big gun in town and at a much higher cost.
Yes. And these people, they
And the physicians that have been here for a very long time have to leave.
They will have to leave because there's a...
Maybe that's what they want to do.
And bring a new generation?
New generation.
Because generally, new generation physicians are over-utilizers, generally.
Right.
And that's what they want. Mm-hmm. Because remember, the more CAT scans they do, the more MRIs they do, the more money they make. It is almost a scary scenario, but we've seen it happen everywhere. Just remember, when you look at Akron, for instance, the names of the oncologists in Akron, I used to memorize them, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Not anymore. Every 6 months, somebody left. I go to North Carolina to give a lecture, and there is one of them sitting there. Says, what are you doing here? She said, yeah, I quit from SUMA. I just didn't like it. I quit from the Akron General because I don't the other one. Because they blind people with, you know, when you are dating, how the man will promise everything. In fact, when the man proposes, he kneels. That's the last time he kneels. This is it. After that, you're on your own, baby. I think that's what they're doing. They paid their blind people with money, with the promises. You have to be careful. Now, that is a personal thing for the physicians. There isn't much you can do except you talk to them individually. I hope I'll be able to. Unfortunately, the ones who sold already, they didn't ask. They didn't inquire. I remember when Affinity closed down, before it closes down, I mean, I was very loud and noisy warning physicians that this is the one of the problems because physicians employed at Affinity, what happened to them? Retired, quit, went somewhere else, or sold out to somebody else? And my point was, guys, be careful. For those who are still independent, try to stay independent. Somebody might come entice you for 20% more money, but believe me, the grass is not always greener on the other side. I always see our grass as the best in the neighborhood. Because I'm optimist, and I think I can fight, and I think I have a good system. I wish everybody else would do the same, and stick it out, because we just don't want invaders from the north to come here and affect our healthcare system, doubling the cost.
So there's really no clinical benefit either. I mean, a lot of people think, oh, this is a Cleveland Clinic physician or University Hospital physician.
Yeah.
They have to be better. But if you peel back the layers.
How would they be better, Shelley?
How they market it.
Shelley, if I give you example. Yeah, I go sometimes to meetings at boards, and some of the docs who are, again, like a Memorial Sloan Kettering or Johns Hopkins. Johns Hopkins have bought zillion practices in Baltimore area. These were people who are community oncologists. They sit in the meeting, I'm with Johns Hopkins. Okay, tell me what exactly you do. Johns Hopkins is one of the most prestigious institutions. Right. That's the only thing you get. With my clinical acumen, with my caring attitude, with my knowledge of medicine change, if we change Gabriel Cancer Center into the Cleveland Clinic Cancer Center? Really?
So the people already at the Cleveland Clinic, they are the same thing. In fact, you just at the beginning of the show, you were talking about how they just went to Medina and sucked in all those oncologists. The oncologists didn't change.
They remained the same.
But under the Cleveland Clinic umbrella, they are portrayed to be better than anybody else.
Arguably, the sentimental, knowledgeable, compassionate physicians are the last ones to succumb to sell to these big institutions. If that gives you a hint about the quality of care.
Very true. There's maybe a case or two that they just, based on the community aspects, that they just don't have a choice. I mean, you have one friend that actually was head of a national organization for community oncology.
David, yes.
And he does truly care about his patients, but in his situation, he just had to
I still criticize him for succumbing so quickly. I told him he should have waited for another few years. But he said, you know, that he couldn't. And he lives in a beautiful area. My concern about him is he practices Lake Norman. If anybody knows what Lake Norman is, that's very affluent, beautiful lake in North Carolina, close to Charlotte, right?
Right.
And my concern about him is he signed a contract. After 2 years, if they come and tell him, we'll give you 50% pay cut, what will he do? Go and shop for a job somewhere else. His kids are out of school. His wife has friends. He has friends. It's not a good scenario if you can, unless you do it. There are many ways you can maybe do collective bargaining, but even then, people sign individual contracts. All that, I'm not here to protect the physicians because I already labeled them as one of the most intelligent, right? So physicians can take care of themselves. I'm more concerned about the business community, the owners of the restaurants, the owners of the factories. If I am correct in my prediction, I hope I'm wrong, but I don't see how I can be wrong because history in every single town in the United States show that when these big institutions, these large institutions, when they take over, what happens to the cost? By law, they double their price, mm-hmm. and they can get away with it because Medicare says so. Payers are sympathetic to that idea. When that happens, you can simply count on the doubling of the healthcare cost to the employers in the area. What will happen to their profit margin?
Well, luckily, I mean, I could be wrong with this, but I'm thinking, you know, will it automatically force them to go outside the country to hire people?
We just talked that day about illegal immigration. So now you want to open the border so that we
subsidize
the Cleveland Clinic and University Hospital and Johns Hopkins?
But think about it. Trump is also putting in place, if you do go outside, you know, have things done, services from outside the country to come in, at least he's going to stop it from happening. So I don't know what
that will be a reactive, and most of these businessmen are proactive. They already are complaining, most of them, that the healthcare cost is taking a big chunk out of their. I remember once I was talking to the CEO of this company on Malvern. It's called PCC. And he was telling me that the cost of benefits, that was back in the beginning of 2000. Remember him?
Right.
Ken. The cost of benefit was equal to the paycheck. The benefit, meaning healthcare benefit, retirement benefit, blah, 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 all those they will provide to their employees. If you double the cost of healthcare to these companies, number one, probably some of them will try to minimize the number of employees by eliminating redundant jobs. or be more robotic, more redundant jobs, more jobs eliminated, shift more cost of healthcare to the employees, or outright eliminate health benefits.
Which we had this discussion before. I'm not against that, but I don't know how you go back. It's the same thing as once you bring in a mega merger, you can't go back.
It's hard. I'm not promoting that idea, but I tell you what, unemployment now is 3.9%. There are more jobs available than number of people applying for. This is not the time to piss off employees if you're a businessman. But
they would definitely go outside our county.
Shelley, we talk to our customers with the on-site clinics, whether it is HP Products or Shears. They really care about their employees. They really bend backwards to do the best for their employees. And I don't think they will consider that as an option. However, they will be pushed, but they will have. One of the choice would be to shift some of the cost to the patients. That goes against our grain, because I do believe that any restriction to access results in poor quality of care and even higher cost at the end. And these are the whole concept of the on-site clinics we have, that people can be seen at the clinic as often as they want, zero out of pocket.
For the patients. Yeah.
For the patients, yeah.
Employer pays for it.
Yeah. Most of their prescriptions at no cost, not all, most of the prescriptions, especially generics, most of the lab testing. So when patients, and it is there in the factory. You don't have to take off for one day and lose the wages for one day to go and see the doctor, right?
Right.
You see him or her there. And most employers accept that the time spent between the assembly line and the clinic and going back as work done on the clock.
Yeah, because it's only 15 to 20 minutes.
Right. I think that will be one of the steps. And our role, of course, to help them would be, when the costs start going higher, we will continue to try to negotiate with neighboring entities better prices, or myself, I might build some facilities, which I'm planning on, that, yes, will compete with the local hospitals, but will provide an alternative, competitive services that will force to neutralize
the big force.
The big force.
Yep.
Yes. Or the big institutions. That's the most I can do. I'm fortunate. Unfortunately, I have the money, I have the ability, and I have the awesome staff and leadership to do all that. And I think we're taking the first steps to build such a big service center that will satisfy the employers.
Exactly. Well, thank you so much. It's been amazing again.
Thank you, Shelley. It's a very difficult subject, but I think vision is important. And I'm hoping, again, that people will start looking carefully into what's happening and take precautionary actions. I am.